From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump has formally ended U.S. participation in the multinational nuclear agreement with Iran.
The deal allowed Iran to continue enriching uranium and, over time, reach the brink of a nuclear breakout.
Mr. Trump said the 2015 agreement was, in his words, a horrible one-sided deal that should never, ever have been made. The president said the U.S. was immediately reinstating all Iran-related sanctions it waived as part of the so-called Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action.
We will be instituting the highest level of economic sanction. Any nation that helps Iran in its quest for nuclear weapons could also be strongly sanctioned by the United States.
He held out hope of a new lasting deal that benefits both Iran and the Iranian people. President Hassan Rouhani said Tehran would remain committed to the existing multinational pact. He said he's instructed the foreign ministry to carry out consultations with the remaining members of the JCPOA on next steps. European signatories have also pledged to remain in the deal. Federica Mogherini is the European Union's foreign policy chief.
It is a key element of the global non-proliferation architecture. It is relevant in itself, but even more so in these times of encouraging signals on the perspective of a denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula.
Israel's Prime Minister Netanyahu praised Mr. Trump's decision as historic. Gulf Arab states also welcome the move. In Democratic Republic of Congo, a new outbreak of the deadly Ebola virus has claimed at least 17 lives in the northwest Bikoro area in Equator province. The World Health Organization, Doctors Without Borders, have dispatched medical teams to the affected area. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in North Korea for a second time in 6 weeks, preparing for a proposed meeting between President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Mr. Trump made mention of it as he announced the end of U.S. participation in the Iran nuclear agreement.
Plans are being made. Relationships are building. Hopefully a deal will happen. And with the help of China, South Korea, and Japan, a future of great prosperity and security can be achieved for everyone.
According to South Korean officials, Pompeo is expected to secure the release of 3 Americans detained by Pyongyang. The trip follows Mr. Kim's second meeting in 2 months with China's President Xi Jinping, who also spoke by phone with Mr. Trump, urging him to take Pyongyang's security concerns into account. The two leaders also agreed sanctions against the North should stay in place until it permanently dismantles its nuclear and missile programs. In Tokyo, officials from Japan, China, and South Korea met on North Korea. Japan said it's prepared to normalize ties with Pyongyang if the nuclear and abduction issues are resolved. Malaysians are voting Wednesday in a contest between Prime Minister Najib Razak's coalition and an opposition led by 92-year-old former leader Mahathir Mohamad. At a polling booth, Mr. Najib said the campaign atmosphere has been relatively calm.
It's not been that tense. But it has been quite vicious in the content of the personal attacks.
The scandal tainted Mr. Najib's long ruling Barisan Nasional Party is expected to prevail, although an election eve poll suggested its support is slipping. In Armenia, opposition leader Nikol Pashinyan Tuesday was elected by a parliament dominated by the ruling party as the country's prime minister, culminating weeks of anti-government protests in a country with close ties to Russia. Amid street celebrations, Lilith Gavorkian said she hopes for change for the better. Protests forced longtime leader Serzh Sarkisian from office. In eastern Libya, 2 people were killed, several others wounded in a car bombing claimed by Islamic State at a checkpoint near the Ras Lanuf oil port facility. China Tuesday is holding up efforts at the UN Security Council to increase pressure on Myanmar, also known as Burma, on the plight of hundreds of thousands of Rohingya Muslims. A Security Council delegation just returned from a fact-finding tour of the area. Britain wants the council to call for credible and transparent investigations into allegations of rights abuses and to ensure justice and accountability. Wall Street was little changed in trading on Tuesday in Asia. Oil prices rebounded more than 2% above $70 a barrel in the wake of President Donald Trump's decision to withdraw from the 2015 Iran nuclear agreement. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.